Perhaps he will rightly be called a leopard, Leo. Brave, proud and fierce, the pard, wily, devious and treacherous.
The Leopard Prince was born to splendid, impossible expectations. His father, Henry III, had named his son for England's royal saint, Edward the Confessor, the paragon, so it was then thought, of kingly perfection. Though the Confessor had been dead for almost 200 years, Henry ate, drank and worshipped him, and finally created for the long-dead king a shrine of unparalleled magnificence. Of course, such a shrine would need a home that equaled its splendour. The new Westminster Abbey. Henry demolished the old basilica at Westminster and replaced it with an immense Gothic abbey, a building that now fitted his vision of an awe-inspiring English monarch. From now on, Westminster would be the symbolic heart of the kingdom, the place where all English monarchs would be crowned and buried.